We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Tricia, and having a happy Wednesday morning. We've got in-studio guests. So proud to have somebody of royalty with us, a king.
You're the homecoming king for John Hardin High School. Good morning, Matthew Riddle.
Good morning. So glad that you could join us here this morning. Now, how cool is it you get to be a little bit late for school, huh?
I got to school at like 8 o'clock this morning.
There you go.
So tell us about, were you on the homecoming court?
Yes.
And so how did you end up winning homecoming king? Tell us about Friday.
Pep rally next Friday, and then I got a rehearsal on the court on the football stadium.
Uh-huh.
And then on the football stadium, and have my teachers, Miss Pedro, my class, and Miss Holly, and my Miss Pedro class, and still play with me. Mm-hmm. And then my mother and my dad.
Yeah.
And my sister. My sister's not here. And his and his boyfriend.
So when did you expect to win? Were you surprised when you won?
The prize.
Yeah.
I won.
So I noticed you had on a beautiful suit. Did you already own the suit, or did you buy that special because of homecoming?
My mom was like, I can't take me, picking me out in the coat, and it cost like $500.
$500? Well, it was worth it.
Wow, that's awesome.
That was a nice looking suit that you were wearing.
Well, let's get mom in here for a second. So, Christy, that's correct?
Correct.
So, really nice of you to spend $500 on his special jacket.
It wasn't that much.
So, we can believe it was, though.
You know what? It looked like $500.
Yeah. Yes.
He picked it out. He saw it, and he said, I've got to have it. And so, yeah, we made it work.
I love it. We've got pictures on our Facebook page of how snazzy you look in your suit.
So we've got another guest just stepped into the studio. Literally, we haven't even had a chance to say hello to you yet. Yuki, so tell us, this night was very special in a lot of ways for a lot of young men and a lot of young women. Homecoming's always a lot of fun. So tell us how your night rolled out and what ended up happening.
I mean, you know, just winning homecoming was, like, pretty cool for me. And then I felt like what would be even cooler was just giving Matthew, because, you know, he's always putting a smile on people's faces. And I felt like that was just a real cool thing to do.
That is such a neat thing. I love that. And you've gotten a lot of recognition for doing something that just seemed so natural for you. It wasn't like you didn't even think twice about it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize how, like, big it was going to be until I seen, like, Instagram and Facebook and all that. It was just pretty cool, because, like, that was just so easy for me to do, and then just to see how big it blew up was pretty cool.
I love your heart, and you know, the fact that you did this for Matthew, I mean, that is huge. And I mean, Matthew is, you know, you're a king now.
Oh yeah, like, he always puts a smile on my face. I feel like I needed to put a smile on his.
So, well, we know Matthew's a drummer in some of his spare time. What's one of your cool activities you do?
I mean, I play baseball, football. I watch my niece and nephew a lot, so that's one of the spirit things I do.
All right, so if you need a nice babysitter, give Yuki a call.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In your spare time. And you're a senior as well.
Yes, ma'am.
What are your plans after you graduate school?
I want to go and play at a different level. I want to see how that feels, and I want to go to culinary.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
So you like to cook in your spare time, too?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could come in here. And
what's your cooking specialty?
I can cook some chicken. I can cook chicken.
Oh, I love chicken.
Lemon pepper chicken. Barbecue chicken, I cook all that.
Chicken sandwiches.
Right, chicken sandwiches, yep.
So, Matthew, let's talk to you a little bit more. So, now that you're the king, have you got any kind of special things you want to say to people that are listening to you and people that want to talk about how great this is for you? Do you have any advice for them?
Advice? Be kind.
Be kind to people.
Be kind to people.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
We all need to take your advice.
Is there anything you want to say to Yuki because of all the way this happened?
Well, what?
Mom's giving some guidance.
A big thank you. Yeah.
This was a neat experience that you guys got to share together, and I'm so glad that you came in here to tell us all about it. And I hear that you're a fan of Michael Jackson.
I'm going to fan Michael Jackson at like 12 E or something like Dazzles.
Well, you and Michael, both kings, because he's the king of what?
Pop.
King of pop. And so you can do one of his dance moves. Maybe we can get that on video so we could share that, because I saw you do something in the lobby, and I think it's pretty impressive.
Well, I joined the Michael Jackson talent show in the Night of Sun.
You did?
Yeah, I just did that show.
And so then, you were part of a talent show. So you're a man of many, many talents.
Yeah, I got help with my mom. My mom was having no more babies anymore.
No more babies, mom. You're done.
and then my mom was me, Madison, Cash, Riley, and Christina. My brother named Jacob. I'm gonna farm from Georgia.
All right, you got a big family, so.
And my dad's name is Terry. He's just my dad.
All right. Well, we better let you go so you can get to school, because we don't want you to be late for school, because we don't want to get called to the principal's office. Thanks for coming in, you guys. And thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. We are Quixie 98.3.